Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger.
Hallelujah.
I'm wiser.
Yes.
I'm better.
Better.
Much better.
Much better.
When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus on today. Truly happy and blessed and thankful, praise God. Because I am, hallelujah, stronger. And I am wiser. And I'm so much better. Hallelujah. And I'm sure there's so many out you. You out there that can say the exact same thing. Hallelujah. I see you 708. I see you 323. I see you 217. Praise God. God has truly blessed and anointed us on today to allow us in the name of Jesus to bring up what God so richly gave unto us, and that's life and another chance. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And as we come before you on today, we want to give God first all praise, all honor, and all glory for being God all by himself in the name of Jesus. And I want to first honor him in Jesus' name. And I also would like to take time to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, as well. And I also want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even into our archives. God bless you. We love you in the name of Jesus, and we continue to move forward as we read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations. Amen. Currently, we are in 1 Samuel, praise God, chapter 25. Amen. And we can steady move on reading the Word of God. Let us pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we just pause for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, allowing us to be obedient to your will and to your way. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you remove all of our defects of characters. And we pray in the name of Jesus, give us strength to press on and move forward to be the men and women of God that you called for us to be. Lord God, thank you that we prefer and recognize commitment in the name of Jesus unto thy will and commitment unto thy way. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. We once again want to give God all praise, honor, and glory as we continue to move forward on today. We're coming forth out of the book of 1 Samuel, praise God, chapter 25. Amen. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Moab whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great. And he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of beautiful countenance. That the man was cherished the evil in his doings, and he was of a house of Caleb. And David heard the wilderness that Nabal did share his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, get ye up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be to all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shears. Now thy shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not. Neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes. For we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand, into thy servant and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? Why be many servants? Now these that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shoes and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came to told him all those things. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 4,000 men and 2,000 adobe by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them, and we were in the fields. They were a while unto us both by night and day, and all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what thou wouldst do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that all men cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servant, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal, and it was so. As she rode on the asses, she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that his fellows had in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed with all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good. So more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning, let any that pisseth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hastened and then lit off the ashes and fell before David on her face and bowed before herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be. And let thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thy audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even neighbor. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name. The folly is with him, but in thine handmaid saw not the young man of my Lord whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withheld thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young man that follow my Lord, I pray thee. Forgive the trespasses of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. And the souls of thine enemies, them shall be slinging out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood costless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thy handmaid. And David said unto Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with my own hand. For in every deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hadst haste and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal my morning light any that pisseth against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of the king. And Nabal's heart was merry unto him, and he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the behind of hand of Nabal, and hath kept him servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David would come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David spake us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself in her face to the earth and said, behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail hastened and arose and rode upon the ass with five damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Adoniram of Jezreel. And they were also both with them his wives. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, that Paltai, the son of Lesh, which was a Galeam. Chapter 26. And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gilba, saying, doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hekelah, which is before Jishma? And Saul also arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hiklah, which is before Jeshimon, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness and saw that Saul after came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was coming very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched. And David beheld the place where Saul lay, at Ophnah, the son of Ner, the captain of his host. And Saul lay in the tents, and David pitched around about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and that Abishia, the son of Zeruiah, brother of to Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to be the camp? And Abishia said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishia came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay around about him. Then said Abishua to David, God hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand this day. Now, therefore, let my men smite him, I pray thee, with the spear even to the earth at once. And I will smite him the second time. And David said to Abishua, destroy him not, for who come stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed, and be guiltless? David said, furthermore,
as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away. And now no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awake, for they were all asleep, because the deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill of Ophel, a great space band between them, and David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answer thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that cried to the king? And David said to Abner, art thou a valiant man? And who is like to thee at Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy Lord the king? For there come one of the people in to destroy the king thy Lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master, the Lord anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the crush of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice, and said, is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, it is my voice, my lord, O king. And he said, wherefore doth my lord thus pursue after his servant? For what have I done? Or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, I pray thee, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. For the Lord hath stirred thee up against me. Let him accept an offering. But if thou be the children of men, cursed be they before the Lord. For they have driven me out this day from abiding in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go, serve other gods. Now therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel is come out to seek a flea, as when one doth hurt a patriot in the mountains. Then when Saul said, Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, behold, the king's spear. And let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord rendered to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered thee into the hand today, but I heard and would not stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day and mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his palace. Chapter 27. And the Lord said, and David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing before me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me no more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose and passed over with the 600 men and were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dealt with Achish and Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, noble's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to God, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in the same town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in a royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day, and the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year. For 5 months, 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Jezreelites. And the Jezreelites and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land. As thou goest to Shur, even thou unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land and left neither man or woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the approval of the, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, whither have ye made a road to date? And David said, against the south of Judah and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to God, saying, lest they should tell of us, saying, so did David, and so will be this manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistine. And Achish believed David, saying, he hath made his people Israel utterly to have him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. Chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered the armies together for war, to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, now thou art certainly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said unto Achish, surely thou shalt know what thou servant can do. And Achish said unto David, therefore will I make thee keeper of my head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards of that land. And the Philistines gathered together themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly troubled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams or by the Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto the servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on another raiment, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to this woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, Devon, unto me with a familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall know name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done. Now he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land, wherefore they layest thou in snare for my life, to cause me to die. And Saul swear to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, thou shalt no punishment upon thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid. For what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up. He is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it is Samuel. And he stopped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answered me no more, neither by prophets, nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I should do. Then said Samuel, whether thou doest thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy, and the Lord has done to him as he spake by me. For the Lord has rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and give it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee unto the land of the Philistines. And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway all along on the earth and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no more strength in him, and he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, behold, thy handmaid hath obeyed thine voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy voice, which thou speakest unto me. Now therefore, I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thy handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants together with him and woman compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voices. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. And the woman had fat calf in the house, and she hasted and killed it, and took flour and kneaded it, and did break unleavened bread before, therefore. And she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. And they rose up and went away at night. Amen. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading for 1 Samuel, the ending of chapter 28. We will continue forth on tomorrow, continue reading chapter 29, praise God, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We will continue to come forth as David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, God bless you for joining us on this evening. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Be blessed.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see.
Mercy kept me.
Mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I